The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Excuse me. Are you Mr. Griffledust?
Yeah.
They said I'd find you up here on the fourth floor. You have an apartment for rent?
Yeah.
Well, can I see it?
Are you really interested or are you just looking?
Well, I'm interested in finding an apartment. I don't know if this is the one we might want until I look at it.
Okay. You just got it all locked up again, of course, and right this way.
Well, it's too much trouble.
Oh, it's okay. You're here. I got a lot of people just want to snoop around. They don't have any intention of renting this. It's just out the end here.
Well, my husband and I definitely want an apartment. We sold our house and we have to be out of it by the end of March. How many rooms has this?
7 rooms, 1 bath, living room, dining room, 3 bedrooms, kitchen, library.
7 rooms? That sounds wonderful. How much is the... Oh, thank you. Oh, it's rather dark, isn't it? Can you turn on a light?
Well, this place is a court. Not as much sunlight as the terrace apartment.
Oh, thank you.
There you are. Look around.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well, this is the living room, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen. Rather small kitchen. Designed by a man, no doubt.
A lot of people don't want big kitchens. They'd rather have more room than the rest of the apartment.
Yes. Where is the dining room?
Right there.
Well, that's just the end of the living room.
We call that a dining room. We make the living room a little bit longer. People seem to prefer it that way these days.
Fate, I don't. I like a dining room, especially when there's no place to eat in the kitchen. I couldn't even get a small table in there and chairs.
There's the bath. I've got the closet space. This is the closet. Shelves. And...
No shower?
Bathtub. Now, if you want to rig up some kind of a shower, it's okay with us. They got attachments, you know, just fasten on the faucet.
My husband always has to have a shower in the morning. I don't know.
Well, it's up to you, lady. I'm just showing it to you. The bedrooms are right here.
Oh, yes.
They all have nice, roomy closets, and over here we...
Excuse me. I want to see a closet. Good heavens, it's just...
You've got good cross-ventilation everywhere. Now, over here is...
Oh,
your...
fine. I was getting worried where I was going to put everything.
This is your library. Or den, or whatever you want to call it.
Library or den? I thought this was a closet. How much rent are you asking?
$235.
$235 for this?
All freshly painted. Completely redecorated.
Redecorated? The whole place was just painted a dark green. And I would certainly like to know how you get 7 rooms out of this. Well, that's no dining room, really. The stove looks even dangerous to cook on. Well, there's one fair-sized bedroom and actually what amounts to 3 other closets you call bedrooms in the library. Asking $235.
Listen, lady, nobody's beating you over the head to take it. Now, I can make this place easy. There's plenty of people crazy to get it. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. You don't like the apartment. I don't like you coming in here making cracks about it.
$235. It is an outrage.
I'll get it. Plenty of new people coming to town. Be glad to pay it. So if you don't like it, just shove off, sweetie pie.
How dare you call me sweetie pie? You crook.
Oh, just a minute.
That's exactly what you are. I've heard of your kind. You're a disgrace to your community. Taking advantage of people who need a place to live. Making them pay so much for this stinky, run-down, hideous... And then insulting me. I am certainly going to talk to my husband about you.
Yeah, well, I may do a little talking to your husband myself.
And then I said, it was an outrage.
All right, well, now, darling, calm down. My gosh, I thought something awful had happened when you came into my office all weeping and wailing.
Well, I lost my temper, and that always upset me. I hate to do it, but I mean, asking $235 for that horrible apartment, we should have seen it painted a hideous shade of green, and calling me sweetie pie in this nasty...
Yeah, I know. Now, don't go through all that again, darling. I mean, I'm very sympathetic, honey, but, you know, there are people like that.
I just don't know what's happened to people. Why, when we were first married and I looked for an apartment, they were just lovely. So polite, in just a few years, it seems to me everybody's gotten so unpleasant. Waiters, clerks in the stores don't care whether you buy or not. Bus driver yells at everybody. Even me, I'm getting unpleasant.
Well, now, darling, after all, you had cause to get unpleasant.
I don't know. Well, I can't find an apartment. I found one. They wanted a 3-year lease. They were fairly nice, but we couldn't have the place for just 6 months. You know, either the places are too expensive or they're too small or something.
Well, wait a minute, darling. My secretary told me about a duplex she heard of. Thought we might stop there on our way home, huh? Take a look at it.
Duplex?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be bad. Oh, and another thing I didn't tell you. He said, okay, you don't like the apartment. I don't like you coming in here making cracks about it. And then...
Darling, please, just forget
I
about it.
I said, you're a crook. That's exactly what you are. I said, darling,
You said what?
I said he was a disgrace to the community.
What did you call him?
A crook. That's what he is.
You can't go around calling people crooks.
I don't, but that's what this man is.
Well, maybe he is, honey, but you still can't call him that, my God.
He calls me Sweetie Pie in this nasty way.
Well, darling, in court, in a suit for libel or slander or whatever it is, you can call somebody Sweetie Pie, but you can't call him a crook.
Listen, he doesn't know who I am. I didn't tell him my name, and anyhow, if it came to light in court what he's robbing people for that apartment, I think the judge would send him to Alcatraz.
Now, look, darling, I know you're upset, but believe me, you cannot call people crooks. You just can't. I know how you felt, and I'm sure it's probably everything you say, but in the future, darling, for Pete's sake,
I know.
After all, darling, you got to remember that they have their problems, too. You know, unhappiness at home, or business reverses, debt, sickness, all sorts of things make people unpleasant when they don't mean to be.
Well, yes, I do.
Honey, I have discovered in business that when somebody is rude to me, that if I start being very nice to them, why, pretty soon they're nice to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what people say to you, just relax, honey, and don't let it get your back up.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Tricked all over looking for an apartment.
Well, now, come on, honey, it's 5:00. I'll leave a little early, and we'll stop and take a look at that duplex. Where's Betsy?
No, she was going to the Kendalls after school. Said I'd call there and we got home.
Oh, all right, okay, let's go. Now cheer up, honey. Maybe this duplex will turn out to be just the thing, huh?
Hope so.
Yeah, I wrote the name down. Right here somewhere in the address. Here it is. Oh, Mrs. Putter on Burr Street.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Putter, and I do have a duplex for rent upstairs. Come in while I get the key. Wipe your feet, please. I don't like mud splashing from the street.
Oh, wipe the feet, dear.
Oh, okay.
And close the door. I don't like all the heat going outside. Thank you. Now, before I show the apartment, I want to say that I'm very particular about renting only to nice, clean, respectable people.
Oh, well, we certainly consider ourselves respectable.
I don't want to rent to anybody who gives wild parties and carouses until all hours of the night.
Oh, well, we certainly don't give wild parties.
No, they all say. But Mr. Potter and I have had some very unfortunate experiences. We go to bed early. We don't like to be kept awake by a lot of yelling and jumping and carrying around.
Oh, well, you certainly don't need to worry with us.
No, indeed. We go to bed fairly early ourselves.
Mr. Potter and I go to bed at 9:00.
Oh, well, we stay up maybe a little later than that.
And I don't like to have radios and televisions blaring into all hours either.
Oh, well, now, look here.
Don't turn things up loud. and we certainly don't play them late either, unless there's something special, you know, like the president speaking.
Oh, well, when the president speaks, Mr. Potter and I stay up for that, too. We are good, staunch Republicans.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Are you?
Well, yes, I'm a Republican.
I'm a Democrat.
Dear.
I'm a Democrat.
Well, he's just a very nice Democrat.
Well, I guess Democrats can be nice people.
I can't see that politics has anything to do with our renting an apartment, Mrs. Putter, and frankly...
And I've rented two Democrats before. She was a perfectly terrible housekeeper. I will say that he was very nice, very respectable. He neither drank nor smoked.
I smoke.
Oh, well, he's very careful. I mean, he never set anything on fire or anything.
But
I mean, he doesn't smoke in bed, you know.
Well, some people do have unfortunate habits, but I do try to be tolerant of the small things.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Here.
Well, I guess we're only looking for an apartment, for heaven's sake. We're not applying for some job in the Secret Service.
Oh, dear. Well, I can understand Mrs. Putter being interested in her future tenants.
One of the things I am fussy about is a clean house.
My wife is an excellent housekeeper.
Well, I've had some tenants where I had to get in the exterminator to get rid of the, I even hate to say it, the roaches and you know what.
Oh, my goodness. How awful.
Yes. Well... You do seem fairly respectable people. I'll get the key and show you the apartment. Oh, one thing more. Do you have a dog?
Well...
Yes, we do.
No dogs.
What do you mean, no dogs?
And no children.
No children?
No dogs and no children.
No dogs and no children.
That's my rule. I don't want my floor scratched and the walls all marked up. Do you have children?
10.
Dear, just joking. We only have one little girl.
10 children, and they're not really ours, Mrs. Potter. They're just a front. Actually, my wife and I wanted this apartment for a hideout. You see, we're wanted in about 36 states.
What?
Robbery, murder, forgery. Guess we've done just about everything, haven't we, honey?
Oh. quiet.
You talk about my wife being a good housekeeper. Why, she kept my Tommy gun oiled and clean, beautiful. And the printing press where we made the $10 bills, spotless. Why, you could have eaten off
it. Oh, I don't think that's very funny.
I don't think it's very funny that she doesn't like dogs or children either.
Will you get out of my house before I call the police?
I'm getting out, and before I get out, I've got a few things to say, and I'm going to say them. In the first place...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Anytime Arthur Godfrey's around is a good time to be listening. Fortunately, he's around twice each weekday on most of these same stations. Clips are at their funniest, songs are at their brightest whenever Arthur and his chums get together on Arthur Godfrey Time or The Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey. Keep your smile in tip-top working order. Make both Godfrey shows a weekday listening habit here at CBS Radio. Another invitation worth accepting on a regular basis is your invitation to House Party with Art Linkletter. And without Linklater as your host, you can rest assured you're always welcome.
All right, all right.
You who gave me this little pep talk about being nice to somebody no matter what they said to you.
No dogs and no children. I can even understand somebody not wanting dogs around, but children. What are these people supposed to do when they move? Drown them?
I know, dear, but after all, it's her house, and she has a right to rent me wherever she wants.
I don't care. I suppose she does. Just burn me up, that's all.
You didn't even get to see the bouquet.
Look, I wouldn't even live in the same house with her.
No, yes, it wouldn't be very pleasant. I'm sure she's the kind who drops up to see you and snoops around to see if you're keeping it clean or if you've mopped up the woodwork or anything. But even so, all that story about our being wanted by the police. Honest, I don't think it's so funny, and I'm sure she believed it.
Well, I couldn't resist it. Besides, it'll give her something to talk about for years. The narrow escape she had that time she almost rented the place to a gangster and his gun ma.
Oh, you're impossible, dearie. Well, I've got to get dinner. You want to go down to Kendall's and get Betsy?
Yeah, sure. What are you looking for?
I just got a glance at the want ad section here. See if there are any apartments listed. I'll have to start all over tomorrow, I guess.
I'll get it. Hello. Oh, hi, Joe. Oh, have you? We just walked in the door. Yeah, how did you know?
There's a couple of sublets in the paper. It means we'd have to store our furniture until a new house is
ready. Well, she says, no kidding. Oh, honey, it's Joe down at the police station. Hi. That woman called him up and said we were loose in town.
Oh, honestly, I told you it wasn't funny.
Joe... Yeah, look, here's what happened. It was just a joke. See, I got a little burned up when she questioned us about... Oh, you know her? Yeah. I'll bet.
You have a sense of humor. I suppose if I ever run into that Mrs. Putter on the street, she'll probably scream and turn me in.
No, we haven't found anything yet. Well, I may take an afternoon off or something and help her look.
No, you won't. From now on, I'll look for the apartment myself. I won't even introduce you to the landlord until we've moved in.
All right, darling. Joe says if he hears of anything, what do we want and, you know, how much do we want to pay for it?
Well, tell him we're like everybody else who wants an apartment. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Sunken living room, lots of sunlight, fireplace, dishwasher, a beautiful view overlooking the lights of the city, and all for about $25 a month.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Frank Thomas and Doris Rich and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.